fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Well, it's National Skin Cancer Action Week this week, and new research from the Cancer Council has revealed an alarming number of young Aussies still seeking tans, despite being the skin cancer capital of the world. Here to talk to us today about skin cancer and what we can do to avoid it is Sally Blaine, Cancer Council WA's Schools Coordinator. Welcome, Sally.
Thanks, Georgia.
It's crazy how people chase a tan.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, fake. You can go fake.
Or you could own your tone. Ooh. You could just be happy with your natural skin tone, which is the theme that we've got this year for National Skin Cancer Action Week, because what we're finding is that teenagers are increasingly wanting to tan and think that a tan is desirable. But what we really want teenagers to do is to own their tone and just be really happy with their natural skin tone.
I love that.
Cool. Yep.
I really like that. That's so cool. Let's talk about it, though. Like, how common is skin cancer in Australia? I can't believe that WA is skin cancer capital of the world. That's not something that we should really be proud of.
And not exactly accurate, though. So New Zealand's actually got higher skin cancer rates than us, and so does Queensland, but WA is certainly up there, and it's ridiculously common. It's definitely the most common cancer in Australia, and about 2 in 3 Australians are expected to be diagnosed with some form of cancer by the age of 70, so it's everywhere. Melanoma is the most serious form of skin cancer, and there's about 1,300 West Australians who are diagnosed with skin cancer every year, but despite of that, almost all skin cancers, about 95% of skin cancers, are entirely preventable just by reducing your exposure to ultraviolet radiation.
Now, my dad, I think last count, he was like over 150 skin cancers cut out.
Wow.
And he was like, because he was a sportsman when he was younger, yep. And he was like, back in the 60s, 70s, there just wasn't the technology or the knowledge that there is now.
Yeah.
And he used to douse us in sunscreen when we were kids.
Good.
Like,
excellent.
I remember being like, Dad, this is embarrassing. And now I'm so thankful for it.
Yep, definitely. Thumbs up to you, Dad. Good work.
Shout outs to Dad. Thank you. But there are some people who need to be more wary of skin cancer than others.
Yep, including your dad. So the very fact that we live in Australia puts us all at a higher risk. So we all need to be really wary of skin cancer. And as I mentioned, Australia and New Zealand have got the highest rate by far of skin cancer in the world.
New Zealand? Like, that actually surprises me because I feel like it's cold there.
It's cold, but it's not to do with the heat. It's all to do with UV. And Australia and New Zealand, we've got a similar lifestyle, similar culture in that we like being outdoors, like your dad, like being out playing sport. Grew up a lot in the sun, so that puts us at high risk. Other people at high risk are people who work outdoors, people like yourself, Georgia, who have quite fair skin.
I am pale.
Yeah.
But I'm going to own that.
Own your tone. So people who tend to burn easily. Also people with lots of moles and freckles like me. And also getting sunburnt as a child puts you at a much higher risk of skin cancer, which is probably what happened to your dad, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I guess we probably see that now. Well, you can never stereotype cancer, but it's something that you do see a lot in the older generation.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is exciting. And is it true, though, that in the first 20 years of your life are the most important when it comes to protecting yourself from UV?
Yeah, absolutely. So you should protect yourself throughout your life, but definitely the first 20 years of your life are the most important to protect yourself, which is really why we're targeting teenagers this National Skin Cancer Action Week. They are at particular risk, and it is a bit scary, just those stats around the amount of teenagers who actually want a tan and do seek a tan. That's kind of steady at the moment. So increasingly teenagers are, you know, owning their tone and being happy with their own skin tone, but that's certainly why we're targeting that age group this year. So
yeah, that's awesome. That's actually, and that goes, so is it, I've always wondered, like, when you're a newborn and when you're little,
yeah,
are you more susceptible to skin tan, like to burning when you're that young?
Not so much susceptible to burning, but you're certainly just those changes, it stays with you. So if you are exposed to too much UV, then those changes in your cells and your DNA stays with you throughout your life. So the more sunburns you get as a child, then the greater your chance of getting skin cancer later in life.
It's a bit scary.
Yeah.
But it's good, though, because you always see babies fully covered up.
Yeah, so yeah, definitely.
That's a good thing. So most of us know about slip, slop, slap, but it now includes seek and slide.
Yeah, not just to make it harder to say.
I was about to say, I can't say all of those together.
Yeah.
But what talk us through the new two words.
Yeah, well, I might go through all five if that's right, Georgia.
Yeah.
But so our advice is that when the UV is 3 or above, or the ultraviolet index is 3 or above, then you need to slip, slop, slap, seek, slide. Even I have trouble saying it. So slipping on protective clothing is by far and away the easiest and most effective way to protect your skin. So that might mean rashes when you're swimming, covering your shoulders, shirts with collars, that kind of thing. Sunscreen is obviously the slop. But it's really making sure that you're applying enough sunscreen and reapplying it at least every 2 hours. And just remembering that some people think they put on sunscreen, it's like this shield of armour, but it doesn't work that way. You really have to be really vigilant with sunscreen, which is why clothing is so much easier. Slapping on a hat, so that's making sure, places like your ears and your neck and the side of your face are protected. So caps, baseball caps, unfortunately don't cut it in terms of protecting your face. Seeking shade is another way, so just keeping out of that direct sunlight, and sliding on some sunnies really to protect your eyes. So that's our advice.
Sliding on some sunnies.
Sliding on sunnies.
Do they? What about? Do they have to the sunnies be of like a certain quality to fix it, or is any barrier for sunnies better than nothing?
No. So there are Australian standards with sunnies. Most sunnies that you do get will meet those standards, and there are some certain things to look for, which is on the Cancer Council website, but also just making sure they're wrap around the little sort of old John Lennon style little round sunnies. They're not that great in because the UV can still get behind your eyes. But the other thing to protect your eyes is, you know, a broad brim hat will also protect your eyes because that's keeping your eyes out of that direct sun as well. So remember your hat to go with your sunnies.
Are fedoras good enough?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really? Like even
The brim should be a decent width. So if you can see the sun getting onto your face, maybe just get a slightly wider fedora hat.
Or just a wide brim hat.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Now let's talk about what we should be looking out for as far as possible skin cancer on our skins. Like how often should we be getting ourselves checked, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so the skin cancer can be successfully treated if it's detected early, but without treatment, skin cancer can be quite deadly, particularly those melanomas. So it's really important to get to know your own skin, or get someone else to get to know your skin, which is a nice way to do it, and just figure out what looks normal for you, and if you notice any changes, just get them checked out straight away. So it's really getting into the habits of checking your skin regularly, particularly if you do have a lot of freckles and moles. And if you notice anything unusual, just check out, go to your doctor and get that checked out.
So it's super important to get onto it as early as possible.
Definitely, definitely.
Is it true that if you've got a hair coming out of your mole, it's not cancerous?
No, that would be the first one I've heard about that one, but
maybe that's
not
what someone just told me to make me feel better about this one mole that I have.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on Fitter Happier with us today and giving us a little bit of an insight. You know, it's super, super important at the moment to
Definitely.
Be getting onto this.
Yeah.
Especially we on JR this morning, who's our weatherman, was saying that it's going to be a really hot summer.
Yeah, although the one thing I'd heard JR this morning as well, JR usually does mention the UV index for the day. He didn't today, but in Perth it's going to be up to 11, so that's in the extreme level. So even though today I think it's about 24 or so today, the maximum temp, the UV is still going to be extreme. So even though it's a cooler day, you might be more inclined to go out into the sun. But heat and UV are totally unrelated, so even cool days the UV is going to be high.
So it's a bit of a myth then that if it's cold outside, you don't have to.
Total myth.
Yeah, right.
And you're actually more likely to get sunburnt on days like today where it's a bit cooler because the UV is still extreme. So totally unrelated. If there's one thing to remember and tell everyone, it's that UV is not the same as heat. So totally different things.
I guess, yeah, you're so right. Like on a day like today where it's overcast, you're going to go outside not thinking of slip-slop, slapping, sleeking, sliding.
Yep, that one.
Oh,
yep.
I almost got it. Thank you so much, Sally, for coming on us today.
Georgia.
And if people want to get more information, they can head on over to myuv.com.au or healthywa.gov.au.